This week's gospel lesson records Jesus' words on the night he was betrayed. As Jesus and his disciples walked from the upper room to the Garden of Gethsemane, he reminded them of God's grace and mercy. Within a few minutes, everything would change for the followers of Jesus. "But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you." Jesus was going away. His first departure would be when Judas betrayed him. Before the next evening, Jesus would lie lifeless in the tomb, seemingly gone forever. Yet, on Easter, the tomb was empty. Jesus rose from the dead. But for the good of the church, Jesus had to ascend to his Father. Jesus' words to the disciples the night he was betrayed did bring them sorrow. They were not certain what to make of this news. They certainly did not realize how quickly Jesus would be taken from them. But Jesus promised they would not be alone, for he promised them the Holy Spirit. This week we will be looking at the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who brings the church to faith in Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. May our Lord give you comfort and hope in times of sorrow and confusion. Amen.